Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Read, read, books, books.
This morning we talk with folks from Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, New York, and Manchester Center, Vermont, for our first book list of 2015. They've traveled around the literary globe to collect these tomes for us after spending lots of time reading dozens of books and studying up. Jess Hanlon, assistant manager of Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, New York, joins us this morning with a terrific list of books to share. Jess, good morning. Welcome to the program. Very nice to have you here.
Oh, nice to be here. Thanks.
Thank you so much for doing this. So where would you like to begin?
Well, let's start off with some awesome Civil War ladies, really. No one really knows about these folks. The war really would have turned out differently without Belle Boyd, Emma Edmonds, Rose O'Neill Greenhow, and Elizabeth Van Loo. And Karen Abbott tells all about these ladies in Liar, Temptress, Soldier, Spy. It reads exactly like a novel, but everything you read in there is taken directly from their diaries and firsthand accounts of these ladies who risked their lives and their families to fight for their cause. Abbott goes into great detail about how women across the country, but really focuses on these women, they would hide letters in their hair, in their shoes, their corsets. Emma Edmonds went into war as Frank Thompson at great risk to her. It was punishable by death at the time. And if you went undercover as a man during the war, it really wrapped me up in it. I usually read a lot of fiction books, but this one, especially since no one really knows about these ladies, this is really great for any history buff, and I'm hoping to get more men to buy this book in the new year. But it's really just wraps you up, and you can put it down as you see fit, but it's a really neat one to give a shout at.
Absolutely. It's Liar, Temptress, Soldier, Spy by Karen Abbott. Next up.
The Secret History of Wonder Woman.
Oh, mm-hmm. Great book.
Oh, my goodness. Another one where I'm sitting there and I'm reading it and I'm just wondering how Jill Lepore got all these little tidbits of information, whether she was a fly in the wall in this household. But Wonder Woman is a very complex character. She, if you followed the comics, she's very fluid. She's representative of the times. And really, this book goes into huge biographical information about her creator, William Moulton Marsden, who was a psychologist who invented the lie detector. But he was also an ardent feminist and a secret polygamist. And one of his students makes an appearance in Wonder Woman as her bands. Olivia matches her bands and everything. And the Lasso of Truth, of course, is a lie detector. He has a very scandalous past and was kind of ahead of his times, and both of his wives and their family really had this really neat kind of input into Wonder Woman. And it was really interesting to see how the times would form Wonder Woman into a representative of what he wanted women to aim for. Really interesting book, very thick, very dense at times, but totally worth the read.
Really fun. It's The Secret History of Wonder Woman by Jill Lepore.
All right. So as January 13th approaches, Parks and Recreation, the final season is coming up. Very sad for me and a few of my coworkers, but Amy Poehler has just come up with this fantastic book called Yes, Please. It's an autobiographical book about how she really did work to get where she's at. It's a nice change. She grew up in a small town, you know, middle class, white family, but she traveled around the country, Chicago, New York, and through Upright Citizens Brigade and SNL and all of her different characters. This woman works hard. I mean,
absolutely.
She was, you know, 9 months pregnant on the set of SNL, and she's like, oh, never mind, I'm going into labor. I can't come in tonight. but it's a really heavy book just because of the quality of the pages, thick, glossy pages, neat pictures of her as a child. She really doesn't do anything half-heartedly. And the most common question I get about this book is, does she talk about her divorce? And the answer is briefly. But yeah. Very funny book. I read it in one sitting watching the marathon of Parks and Rec. So, yeah, definitely pick it up.
Multitasking at its best.
Multitasking. Yes. It was phenomenal.
Yes, Please yes. is the name of the book by Amy Poehler. And next up on the list.
So this is a trilogy from the awesome Margaret Atwood, one of my favorite authors of all time. The Mad Atom trilogy consists of Oryx and Crake, The Year of the Flood, and of course Mad Atom that ties it all together. This is a love triangle, dystopian, not so far-fetched creation from Atwood. Humans in their drive for perfection have basically eradicated the human race by... just morphing their genes, and it's each book will tear you apart, and then the second book is just, she goes in there with her humor, and it's so dry and it's dark and just typical Atwood. And the end, the last book, Mad Atom, just pieces all together and really makes you believe in humanity again.
Mad Atom trilogy, and the final book is Mad Atom. And by Margaret Atwood, who we love, and so good stuff there. Next up.
We're going to go back to the Civil War, and this is a fiction book from Laird Hunt called Never Home. If you are an Atwood fan and you read her book Alias Grace, and then there's also another book called The Kept from James Scott, which I'm going to talk about next. Yeah. If you're a fan of these two books, you will love Never Home. You follow this character as they're journeying back to their home from the Civil War. And it's a really great examination of human character and how the line between soldier and civilian and good and bad is not always clear cut. It's got this great twist like in The Kept, and your narrator may not be who they think you are, or rather who you think that they are. And great book, kept me hooked, quick read.
Excellent. And that is Never Home by Laird Hunt. Next up, as promised, The Kept.
Yeah, James Scott. He's a Yaddo alum. We had him at our store for the hardcover release, and the paperback's out today. So go in and pick it up. It's very dark, very, very psychological. And I'm not going to give anything away by telling you this part of it, but the book starts off with this midwife coming home in the middle of winter in the 1800s, upstate New York. You know, it's freezing cold. She comes over the crest of this hill. She sees that her cabin is dark. There's no smoke. There's no lights on in the cabin. And none of her kids are out playing. Her entire family, as she gets closer, is slaughtered. And, you know, it's a very dark beginning, but her younger son, Caleb, did witness everyone, you know, everyone's death. And the two of them start out on this journey together across upstate New York to find these murderers. So insane. It's a coming of age story. It's another examination of who people really are. And the last scene, it sticks with you. And I'm still trying to work this last part out. So
still working on it.
I read it, you know, a few months ago. But the paperback's out today. Go grab it. It's amazing. So
The Kept by James Scott. Next up.
All right. We have Bad Feminist. And this is by Roxane Gay. I am an ardent feminist myself. I, you know, majored in women's studies in college. I, you know, do volunteer work and all this stuff for the cause. However, I read Cosmo magazine. I will listen to Eminem. I, you know, sometimes do catch myself judging other women. And when I got married, I changed my last name. And for me, it's a huge conflict, but Roxane Gay makes me feel okay about all these things in this collection of essays. Right. So, yes, that's all I can tell you about that one.
All right. Bad Feminist by Roxane Gay. And next up.
All right. The Quick by Lauren Owen is another spin on a very beaten genre. It's essentially a vampire novel,
yep.
But... And I usually don't do that. So when I was complaining to our rep, Michael Kindness, I was like, oh, I'm so bored of all these books. It's the same thing. I've read three duds in a row. And he goes, he hands me this book. He goes, I'm not going to tell you anything about it. Just read it. And sure enough, the first 100 pages were a struggle. But after that, I was hooked and I could not believe the journey that this book took me on. It's a big old 500 page book. So if you're doing that 2015 reading challenge, pick this one up. But, you know, Vampire is just done in an entirely different way and with a sympathetic twist to it.
The Quick by Warren Owen. And then I believe we've reached our final book on the list.
Sounds good.
All right. We have time. But
Okay. Yeah. The Girl with All the Gifts. Let me see here. Mike Carey, who is a graphic novelist, he decided to write this. And it's another take on a very just overdone subject of zombies. You follow this 10-year-old zombie girl, and it's another dystopian, just awful, like humanity's just completely gone, and everyone's it's just
shot to hell.
I know, it's gone. It's over, and this little zombie girl just takes this brigade of people through this amazing journey, and at the end of it you're sitting there and you're like, this is the only way that this can be solved. Yeah. I don't want to give anything else away about this book because it just deserves your time and your energy.
The name of the book is The Girl with All the Gifts. It's by M.R. Carey. And you can find the whole list by going to Northshire's website, which is northshire.com. We also have the list on our website, which is wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. And anything else you want to tell us about? Any events, anything cool happening?
So this Friday, I know a lot of people have been looking forward to the return of story time for toddlers. So at 10:30 on Fridays, through, you know, the next few months until track season hits up again, Jen Armstrong will be reading, picture books to some toddlers and everything. On January 9th, we have Richard Sarasani presenting Love Letters from Mount Rushmore. And then on January 17th at 11 a.m., we are having a Pete the Cat party.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's Pete the Cat?
You don't know Pete the Cat?
I somehow have missed out on Pete the Cat.
Pete the Cat. Oh, my goodness. he's this, as you could tell, it's a children's book. But Pete the Cat, he's just always getting in trouble. He's got one sneaker. And
oh, there he is.
Yeah, it's Pete.
Okay,
I'm looking him up. You know Pete.
I'm looking up Pete the Cat.
Pete. Yeah. Okay. He's coming and he's going to hang out and it's going to be a great time.
That's great.
Yeah.
A Pete the Cat party coming up. You can find out information about all these events and all these wonderful books that Jess Hanlon has mentioned by going to northshire.com. And you can also check out our website where we have the list posted, wamc.org/roundtable. And you can hear the segment again if you wish and want to write that down if you're pencil tip broke or your pen ran out of ink. You still have those options as well. Jess, very nice to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us, and have a happy new year.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Look forward to your next trip. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.